Oh, a system. What do I mean by this? I can be your mentor if you want to. You can follow me on my YouTube channel, watch my videos, listen to my videos, and you will learn and I will guide you. That's why I have created this 7-day training for you. But if it's not me, find a mentor that is known to have been successful. Find a mentor that can really help you and guide you and teach you the fundamental tools to passing the NCLEX. And follow that system, because if other students have used them and they pass, so can you. And I always tell this to my students. You know, we've taught over 5,000 students. And I will tell you, do all my students pass? No. I'm not going to sit here and lie to your face. No, not all my students pass. I don't believe in the 99.999% passing rate. That is a lie. Because there are multiple characteristics that will determine if a student pass or fail, and does not necessarily have to do with the system itself. It could be, for example, language barrier. The system can be great, but if you don't understand the NCLEX questions, I mean, it's going to be very difficult for you to pass the NCLEX. So I do think that it's good to have a mentor. But hear me out. Try not to have many mentors. Why not, Ray? Why can I not have multiple mentors? Because different mentors have different guidelines or different way of seeing how to prepare for the NCLEX. And sometimes when you're listening to a lot of people, you get more confused, because a professor may say one thing and then the other professor says the same thing but different, and you get all confused. So if after today's training, you like the way I teach you, you like my focus, you're more than welcome to follow me on our NCLEX Crusade International YouTube, and I will tell you, it will make a difference. So let's talk about the key to passing the NCLEX. Let's get to the most important topic of tonight. Thank you, Maribel Mercano. Thank you, Lyudmila, for supporting our channel. I appreciate it. So what is the key to passing the NCLEX? Number one, understanding the NCLEX world. Number two, develop your critical thinking. Number three, apply priority strategies. If you do this, if you understand the NCLEX world, you develop your critical thinking, and you apply prioritization strategies, you will pass the NCLEX. I guarantee you that. Now, when is this going to happen? I don't know. It depends on you. It depends on how strict you are on your studying. It depends how often you practice your critical thinking. It depends on how often you practice questions. It depends on how many hours you're dedicating for NCLEX preparation. So let's begin with key number one, understanding